Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
This is Bob Soucy for Patriots Today, continuing our NFL draft preview series with a look at defensive linemen. During the last three drafts, the Pats spent five picks on players to primarily occupy the edge, starting with their number one selection in 2012, Chandler Jones. Among the others is last year's top choice, Dominique Easley, as well as a sixth rounder in Zach Moore. Meanwhile, they've helped fill the interior with youngsters like Chris Jones and Silver Salinga, who were originally part of other organizations. Now as the Pats prepare for the 2015 draft, and especially in the wake of Vince Wilfork's free agent departure, they're likely to strongly consider many of the D-line prospects from a class rich in talent up front.
Joined now by Mr. Draft himself, Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. And Andy, as we've seen, the Patriots have spent a lot of draft picks on defensive ends in recent years. But with Vince Wilfork gone, some younger guys trying to fill in on the interior, do you think they'll look inside at defensive tackle this draft?
I do think there's a chance of it. Obviously, last year they went with Dominique Easley, who can play some end. And when he's inside, he's a penetrator, a pass rusher. Maybe they look for a guy that's a high-end, run-stuffer, sort of fire hydrant in the Wilfork mold. A guy I would say early on in the draft, because I do think defensive tackle and cornerback could be the 32 pick or the first-round pick, Malcolm Brown out of Texas. He two-gapped at Texas, and we know they dabble in the two-gap still here. They don't do it as much. He also has some athleticism, so I think he's a guy who could be that sort of developmental nose tackle if you wanted to pair him up with Easley for, say, the next decade.
And the thing about that position, it's deep in this year's draft. You got a lot of guys to choose from who figure to be around late first round, early second round, in addition to Brown.
Carl Davis out of Iowa is another guy. Obviously, we know the Iowa connection with Kirk Ferentz and Bill Belichick, and that program developing sort of those physical, hardworking, trench-type guys, both sides of the line.
J.C. Davis's name linked to the Patriots in a lot of mock drafts. Same thing for Eddie Goldman of Florida State. Meanwhile, at defensive end, if the Patriots look in that direction, who's a guy we might want to keep our eyes on down the line?
Well, you know, they've added, obviously, a pass rusher in Jabal Sheard. So you could say they have more depth there than they've had in the last couple of years. Henry Anderson is a guy at Stanford who, to me, looks like that Belichick technical, can play the run, can play the pass, can get after the quarterback, good hands, good fundamentals, not necessarily that wow edge rusher.
The one thing about this Patriots team, too, guys like Ninkovich and Jones, they put out a lot of snaps in the past.
Yeah, no question that, you know, you have Wilfork moving on, you have Ninkovich getting older, and I don't want to make him sound old, but, you know, he's a guy, pencil him in for 16 games every year for the last 4 years, but at some point, well, what happens if that doesn't happen, and have you developed some of that depth with the addition of Jabal Sheard, with Easley and some of these other young guys more, can they step up? So, you know, it's an interesting position depending on the health and how the depth kind of filters out.
And again, just a few of the prospects in a very rich class this year at defensive line in the 2015 draft.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.